Everyone, good morning. And people through are watching over the internet. Good morning, hello, and good evening. And we have a video of Hakuba Camp. Let's watch.
滝木の山の上に27本の十字架と52人の殉教者たちが立っていました。日暮れ時、ついに処刑執行人たちが滝木に火をつけました。火と煙が立ち上ると、幼児たちが泣き始めたので、母親たちはその頭を撫で子供を慰めようと努めました。
どんな勝ち目のない戦いも動かせない岩さえも、いくつもの奇跡を残して、神様が守られた。
Thank you. We're going to have a Shinanukoi camp. Everyone can take part. Shinanukoi means a fellowship. 30 years ago, Pastor Arai was told to God to start this camp. At that time, Charismatic also came into Japan, and he's pioneer of this camp. So he was in the middle of this Shinanukoi camp. This has a, there is a bigger meaning. There are many churches in Japan, also in all over the world. I think they have many kinds of work, and God is going to open the charismatic thing, and He's going to do some big work. So there is a bigger meaning through this camp. So I'm feeling, when I became a Christian, you will feel the Holy Spirit. When you obey God, you will have a special blessing. For example, when you go to camp or overseas missions, it's really happy. It's really fun. Even the person who left this church was saying that it was fun and happy. So when you obey God and you follow God, you'll be surprised because he will give the best. So please have hope in this. When I was in teen, Oh, I want to go to Machu Picchu. And from this work, following God, I was able to go to Machu Picchu. And then I wanted to go to the... to the other place. And I was able to go there. And it was the best thing that I wanted to have. So following God, obeying God is the best thing, is the most important thing. And God will give you the best. So please remember this. And this thing, this Holy Spirit is going to lead you to the eternal life. And soon, soon Revelation era is coming. But God is going to show you the best thing, the best work. So let's have faith and hope in this.
白馬クリスチャンフィルムフェスティバルは毎年2月に白馬で開催。 CM 部門、ドキュメンタリー部門、ドラマ部門、ミュージックビデオ部門、各部門で最優秀作品を選出。そして全作品の中から最優秀総合グランプリホワイトホースを選出。今回はどんな作品がエントリーされてくるのでしょうか。それではここで歴代のグランプリホワイトホースの作品を振り返ってみましょう。2011年第1回グランプリ作品、聖女から流れ出る水ミッション紹介 VTR、 制作者聖女から流れ出る水ミッション。2012年第2回グランプリ作品、君を見ている、制作者三木陽子。2013年第3回グランプリ作品、手紙、制作者三木陽子。2014年第4回グランプリ作品、東京アンテオテ協会 PV トゥルーラブ、制作者東京アンテオテ協会映像部。2015年第5回グランプリ作品、北陸浦上キリシタン市、制作者チーム藤井。2016年第6回グランプリ作品、少年ルドビコと26の十字架、制作者 PLCCC 映画ミッション。2017年第7回グランプリ作品、カンボジア孤児院の歴史、制作者石爪の石孤児院。2018年第8回グランプリ作品、京都キリシタン市源南大殉教、制作者チーム F。 今回はどんな作品がグランプリに輝くのでしょうか。応募要項は白馬クリスチャンフィルムフェスティバルで検索してください。応募締め切りは2019年1月31日木曜日23時59分59秒。たくさんのご応募お待ちしております。
Now we'll have Hakupa Film Festival. If you want to make the film, let's make the film. God is going to use us widely. When God is going to use us, He is going to do its very specially. So it's not that he's going to use your talent, but he's going to use it through God's plan. For example, it's a sample, but God is going to show us something big and surprisingly thing. Where the film festival is going to be expanding, and they will have like a promotion video or many kinds of films. So don't stop, and I want you to go forward making films. And when you make it, God is going to show you God's power. Let's see Israel's video.
にまかれるとは御言葉を聞いてそれを悟る人のことで、その人は本当に身を結び、あるものは100倍、あるものは60倍、あるものは30倍の身を結びます。
ただ一言福音を述べ伝えたいと、それだけです。
御言葉を携えて、ね、今年語られた、この今年度語られたこの言葉をしっかりと握って、そして100倍の身を結ぶように働きを出せたらいいなと思っています。
新年度に与えられた御言葉をしっかりと握って、ここから神様に従っていきます。
ふるさとって言ってますよね。永遠のふるさと、彼らのふるさと、そして固い基礎の上に立ったエルサレムってここだってこと、天から下ってくるエルサレムに永遠に神と共に、つまり永遠の価値の生活に入っていくということなんですね。
今日聞いて悟るという時にどういう過程があるかというとですね、一つは御言葉を聞いて何を言っているのか理解する。
それとともにですね、もう一つは何かというと、理解するだけでは何も起こってこないわけですよね。具体的にですね。で、それを受け取るですね。あ、そうだな。で、それまさにその通りであるなというふうに受け取ると。それが一つ次の過程となってきます。そして受け取って、それに従い、実行していくっていうことをね、こう主が言われてるんですね。
神の言葉に対し、神の言葉に従うことがそのポイントなんです。言葉の力が流れてるんです。神の言葉に対して真面目に対応するということが重要なポイントとしてあるということです。そしてそれがしっかりしているときに、 私たちは御言葉の内容をより悟ることができるか、これを一つ覚えておいていただきたい。こういうふうに思います。私たちが神の言葉に立つならば必ず実は出てくるんですね。ですから皆さんはね、神の言葉に立っておられるので、まあ、よっぽど立たない人だって何かに立ってますよ。だから実はあのほんのちっちゃな 実かもしれないですけどね、顕微鏡で見なければわからないぐらいの 実かもしれませんが、しかしそれは出てきてるわけですよね。
悟るということを言ってるわけですね。これが神の教えを悟る、あるいは神の約束を悟り握るということと大きな関係があるんですね。一にしろ、わずかにしろね、悟ったんですよね。具体的にですね。で、その時に、実は実が出てきたわけですね。言葉によって歩む人を用いるんですね。
私たちは少しながら理解してます。いいですか。でさらに理解しているでしょう。その分素晴らしい感謝の恵みはね、20倍が30倍になったり40倍になったり50倍になったりしてくるってことですよね。
Israel, for me, it was just a place. It's a place, but it is a very spiritual place. Going to Israel, there is going to be a thing that God is going to open. And one of the points that we are all spiritual Israeli. What is a spiritual Israeli? We are the person belongs to the heaven. Israel will be is going to be the place of the heaven. So it's linked. And so we need to know that we are the spiritual Israeli. When I became almost dead, and there was a color tag, yellow, red, or blue, and that tag means that when there is some tragedy, the person who has red card is going to go with somebody else. Yellow are able to go by himself, or it's kind of those kind of things. Well, when I was in the hospital, I got really close with my doctor. Well, the doctor, when you get close with doctor, he worries about me, and I thought that I'm going to die. Well, when I felt that I'm going to die, I was Christian. I believed in heaven, but when I felt that I'm going to die, I wasn't able to see the heaven. And I thought it might be okay. So the bottom of mine was been shattered. I didn't know about heaven. That's why I didn't believe in heaven. And I thought that I was not doing the most important thing. So through the Bible and through the experience, it was opened by me. So Israel is the heaven, it's the God's place. And this is the door. Israel is the door. There is also a spiritual thing. And it says in the Bible, there is going to be blessed who goes to Israel. Well, if you go, you don't go to Israel, you're going to have a blessing. And on the New Testament, it doesn't say to go. It's in the Old Testament, so you will get blessed. But also, if you go to Israel, you're going to get more blessings. So I recommend you to go to Israel. If you don't have money, don't go to to people and borrow money. But if you go to God and pray to God, you will have everything. Let's see other video.
Hello, 今回は大観難時代についてです。観難時代後半の3年半は大観難時代と呼ばれ、歴史上最も暗い時代となります。それは黙示録12章9節にあるように、大観難時代直前に天から落とされたサタンと悪霊どもがこの地上で怒り狂い大暴れする時代だからです。また一時的ではありますが、反キリストが聖徒に打ち勝つとあるように、激しい迫害と殉教の時代でもあります。この時偽キリストが反キリストの像を作り、人々に拝ませようとし、拝まない者を全員殺します。また刻印がなければ売ることも買うこともできないようにします。真に神に従うクリスチャンは獣も拝まず刻印も受けないので、全員殉教することになります。さらに大観難時代にぶちまけられる七つの橋の裁きは、封印やラッパの裁きとは根本的に違い、まさに罰を与える容赦のない徹底的な裁きとなります。このように人類史上最も暗い大観難時代は、キリストの輝かしい地上再臨をもって終わり、大観難時代に猛威を振るった反キリストと偽キリストは生きたまま火の池に投げ込まれ、サタンは千年の間縛られて底知れぬところに投げ込まれます。神の計画が成就し、神の栄光が表されるのです。それではまた。
So, in Japan, Heisei is going to finish, and we'll have the end of the era. We can see it through the world. There's going to be a tribulation for 7 years. Well, half of the year, 3 years and a half, we call it the Great Tribulation. And Satan is going to be released, and heaven is coming down on earth. For this year's, there's going to be many troubles, many problems. If you can realize that the Great Tribulation, there's going to be much more problems and troubles. But if you use your faith, if you have to use your faith, it's not that it's always blessings or grace, but because we are blessed, we can use our faith through the problem. We could see the blessing from God. So, you'll think that what a terrible world now is. But if you use your faith, you will see God's blessings. Please remember. Now there's Mikoe Press or those kind of things, and the budget is minus. Last month, from Antioch Church, we offered 300,000 yen to the Mikoe Press. and they are using the office, but they're using each of the offices, but we're going to put it together and use only one office. And we are praying to God what's best. So we're going to merge the office into one. And we're going to cut the budget. Oh, praying to God, what I think is that every office is going to be in Koenji. Is going to be placed in Koenji because the staff, almost all of the staff is in Koenji. And also it's linked to the church. So if we put the office in Koenji, it's going to be better for work. So we gave 300,000 yen to, 3,000 yen. 3,000 yen. 3 million yen to church. And in Nikoi Press, the testimony is like is being used as a trash, but we want to use it more. So we're going to send the newspapers in each company or houses and let them touch, let them read the newspapers. It's going to be 1,000 presses, 1,000 newspapers. But I want to pass it to your friends or your co-workers or any person, and I want to use it. And let's move on to the Bible. Now in here. Consider it pure joy, my brother, whenever you face trouble of many kinds, because you know that is a testing of your faith. It develops perseverance. So you have to feel that that's the best. So you need to think that the troubles are going to be are the happiest things. Well, I went to Machu Picchu. That was great. But also the troubles are moreover blessing and happy thing. So a person who are in many troubles or problems, we need to think that that's going to be the best thing you will get from God. When I was a Christian, first year of my Christian, I was thinking, what changed in my life? And I praise Him because there were many blessings. There were many good things. In second year, I was thinking, how was my year? And also there was many happy things, and bad thing was so less. Third year. And also there was very good things and bad, small bad things. And I thought I was really happy that I became Christian. But after that, I thought this thought was wrong. Why? Good things are good things, but bad things was bad thing. But Bible tells us the opposite. It says that God blesses everyone. God blessed it already. It's past tense. And also it says that he blessed through the bad things. Why are the bad things are blessed? So it says that the bad thing is not a bad thing. Why it's not a bad thing? When Christians have a trouble, everyone thinks that, oh my God, what is going on? Or what do other people think that, oh, I'm going to have a blessing from God. So from bad thing, they will develop their faith and see the glory and the work of God. And there are going to be two types. So you can see one thing. What can you see from here? This year you will have troubles or bad thing, but when you use your faith, God is going to prepare us, and God will show his plan through this trouble. But if you don't use your faith, bad thing is bad thing. The trouble will stay as the trouble. We are blessed from good thing through good thing. We're blessed also through bad thing. God is going to bless us. So from trouble, give faith. Because there is a good thing in this trouble. Through this trouble, we'll see. The blessing is going to come to you. When I ate gum, bubble gum in Australia, my tooth fall out. But this led us to the translation. The book of processes into chess. So from bad thing, through bad thing, we are already blessed when we use our faith. So when you experience that, we'll have a blessing from good thing, but also through bad thing, we'll have more big blessings. In James, there is also a unique thing. So here it says, the testing of your faith. What kind of faith is that? When the bad thing comes, you have to use your faith that the good thing is going to come. It's going to be the best thing. This best thing will happen. And you have to use this faith. And this is going to be tested. What is the point of here? When trouble comes, it's going to be the battle of your faith. When faith is tested, it's going to be firm. That your faith is going to be firm. I think that many people are being tested. When your faith is tested, well, I didn't thought that I'm going to be very sick. It's really hard for me to walk also. But I know one thing. Well, if I think as a human being, it's going to be very hard. But thinking of Bible, everything is going to be good thing. and there's a God's plan in back of this bad things. It sounds like it's hard. Yes, that's why the faith is tested. Is it really going to be good? Are there God's plan? He's testing if you believe in this or not. Bad thing is not a curse. From bad thing we also get blessed. When we get blessed from the trouble, we have to use our faith. We have to believe that there is God's plan behind this trouble. But even if you use your faith, it's not enough. Sometimes there is a person who is using their faith, but the problem doesn't change into good thing, and trouble stays in trouble. But why is that? Because we need to be patient. We need to use patience. I think everyone is looking the prophecy of Pastor Leon's video, and I think many of you knows this prophecy that our churches will be led to the Russian Jews, and we're going to have a connection. But it didn't open. The door didn't open. Well, we can see that there are two types. Well, something that bad thing won't change into good thing. And the second thing is that it doesn't change. Well, sometimes there are things that are going to change in a short term. But we need the patience. Patience are going to be tested. The patient is going to be the key. Please pray. Last time I prayed, and I was praying to eat a sweet tea. If I eat ice cream, it's not good for my tummy. So, I was praying. I also was praying. My mileage membership is 1K, but and I was praying also to, but the 1K is getting less. I wasn't able to take a 1K ticket, but I prayed and it was the door is opening, and I think I can get the 1K ticket. Ask and you will be given to you. This one you have to ask abundantly and ask continually. Many other people think that when there is a trouble, well, I used my faith. It didn't happen anything. It happened nothing. And that time, in one pattern, some of people stopped doing it, gave up. They didn't continue asking. So what's this? They didn't have the patience to continue asking to God. So using faith, there are two parts. One part, so you have to give thanks to God, you have to obey to God. And it says in the Bible. So that's one thing, that to use your faith. But this is not enough. In the Bible, there is also a hidden meaning. You have to be patient and also continually do it. Continually doing it and be patient. So if you think that that you are using your faith and but not why the door is not open, the point is that you have to need your patient. You need a patient. This Bible verse also says a unique thing. That through this faith, your patient is also tested, and it's built. It's been developed. So why is it? It says in Bible, but it didn't say it. I was told to God like this, but it didn't happen. Why? So, from here, you have to obey to God's word. Also, you have to act the Bible's word. Also, you have to act in patient. Acting is easy. What is God doing? He is wants to use your patience. He's testing our patience and developing us. What do we have to be patient? We have to be patient to that the God's work is going to happen. That God's work is truly going to happen. This faith, this patience has been tested. When I was in a hospital, there was one trouble. Well, I had a back pain, so I wasn't able to sit down. Any kind of chair won't fit me. So what I had to do was to sleep, to lie down. And I lie down and read book. But, you know, my Bible is really heavy. Even just reading one or two verses, it makes me so tired. So I brought other books. Mary Carruthers' book and Hudson Taylor's book. But that was God's will. And reading those books, both of them have the same foundation of the faith. So I can see the work of charismatic work before and after. Reading George Mueller's book. George Mueller's. What's the difference between George Mueller and me? There were some. When it was. I pray so small things. But George Mueller was moreover praying about so small things. Well, that was one difference. What was a big difference? Patience. I was able to find the clue. Why is the prayer not listened by God. Because of my patience. George Mueller said he waited for 30 years, 40, 50 years. Well, we waited Pastor Leon's prophecy for 30 years. Although faith has been tested by our patience. The patience is going to be the key. It's not our work. It's our faith in patience. Ask and you will be sick. Something when you are being when you get something, you'll need the patience. You have to wait. So God is developing our patience. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please work in each one of them and show your blessings. The work is not moving, so one of the people is irritated, but you have to use your faith. So you have, but that person was told what to do, so you need to do that. Long time ago, there was a word from God, but it didn't it didn't seem to be happen. So he released that word, but you need to get that word again, and this is going to be the key. That everything is going to happen. There are some words that are given by God, and when you pray, you will see what God is telling you. Let's pray for the healings. Please pray for your healings. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch everyone's spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare, be healed, 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 be healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare the healings. There was a person who had a headache. A person who had bad eyes. I declare the healings in each one of you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Please stand up. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen.